At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Case study, planets in nakshatras. For Alexandra. Saturn in fourth house, Kritika. Saturn placed in Alexandra's fourth house anchors her emotional foundation, home life, and internal sense of security to qualities of discipline, responsibility, and cautious perseverance. As the lord of her 12th house of subconscious, isolation, and spiritual withdrawal, and her first house of self and physical body, Saturn's influence strongly links her emotional base to deeper karmic introspection and the shaping of her personal identity through emotional maturity and inner stability. Saturn in Kritika Nakshatra brings a cutting, refining quality to her emotional experiences related to home, mother, and internal peace. There is a strong emotional need to perfect or refine her sense of home and belonging, often by removing what is false, unstable, or superficial. Emotionally, she seeks environments where dignity, clarity, and structured nurturing prevail. However, there can also be emotional restlessness, as the burning sharpness of Kritika can create periodic dissatisfaction with the emotional environment or with personal emotional expectations. Her relationship with her mother, family, and home could carry undertones of strictness, heavy emotional duties, or a karmic burden of emotional refinement. Over time, Alexandra is meant to become a figure of emotional wisdom, creating emotional structures not only for herself, but also for those who depend on her. Her emotional security deepens when she takes conscious responsibility for emotional order, discipline, and moral clarity within her family and home spaces. Lifestyle tendencies arising from this placement include a strong emotional need for structured homes, disciplined emotional habits, and environments where respect and personal boundaries are honored. She may emotionally rejuvenate by working on home improvement, maintaining order, or fostering emotional relationships based on truth and mutual duty. The Kritika Saturn also suggests emotional experiences that push her toward cutting off dependencies that no longer serve her growth. She is emotionally built to endure solitude, emotional restructuring, and steady emotional labor, carving out security through slow but dignified perseverance rather than dramatic emotional upheavals. There is a caution against becoming overly rigid emotionally, feeling isolated within family settings, or emotionally withdrawing too sharply when vulnerabilities arise. Balancing emotional discipline with emotional softness will allow Saturn's full gift of emotional maturity and grounded nurturing to emerge. Authority figures within her emotional life, such as parental or elder influences, may have been either strict guides or figures that catalyzed her emotional resilience. Over time, Alexandra herself becomes an emotional authority in her own right, offering wisdom, structure, and quiet strength to those seeking emotional stability. Jupiter in fourth house, Rohini. Jupiter placed in Alexandra's fourth house blesses her emotional foundation, home environment, and internal stability with wisdom, optimism, and expansive nurturing energy. As the lord of her second house of resources, speech, and family values, and her 11th house of gains, friendships, and long-term ambitions, Jupiter's influence indicates that her emotional security, financial prosperity, and social fulfillment are all deeply tied to how she emotionally anchors herself and nurtures her immediate surroundings. Jupiter in Rohini Nakshatra enhances emotional sensitivity, creativity, and a strong nurturing instinct. Rohini's fertile, growth-oriented energy infuses her emotional life with a natural ability to create beauty, prosperity, and emotional abundance within the home and family. There is an innate emotional attachment to comfort, beauty, and emotional richness, making home and familial connections pivotal to her emotional sense of purpose and success. Her emotional life is characterized by generosity, affection, and an expansive desire to care for others. Alexandra feels emotionally fulfilled when she can grow, cultivate, and protect her home and loved ones. Emotional prosperity is mirrored by material prosperity, As her emotional life stabilizes and blossoms, so too does her financial and social success. Family gatherings, nurturing traditions, and creating aesthetically pleasing environments feed her emotional and material wealth. Relationship dynamics with the mother, elders, and family community play a pivotal emotional role. She is likely to experience maternal or elder figures who encourage emotional and intellectual growth, or she may herself become a maternal figure who nurtures others toward prosperity and emotional security. Lifestyle tendencies arising from this placement include a love for gardening, cooking, decorating, or anything that involves creating nourishing, beautiful environments. Emotional peace and rejuvenation come from being surrounded by comfort, art, nature, and expressions of love and security. Rohini's emotional symbolism highlights the importance of maintaining balance between nurturing emotional needs and avoiding possessiveness or over-attachment. While Alexandra's emotional instincts lead her to lovingly protect and grow her surroundings, learning to release control and allow others their own growth is key to deeper emotional maturity. Jupiter's wisdom also directs her toward careers or service roles that blend emotional nurturing with material or educational growth, such as education, counseling, real estate, community development, or arts and cultural preservation. Her ability to emotionally guide, inspire, and provide security makes her a natural figure of emotional abundance and prosperity. Rahu in fifth house. Rahu, placed in Alexandra's fifth house, brings an intense emotional and karmic focus on creativity, romance, self-expression, and speculative ventures. As Rahu is also co-lorded by her first house of self, identity, and physical body, this placement intertwines her emotional identity with her journey of exploring and mastering self-expression, emotional creativity, and romantic or intellectual adventures that are unconventional, evolving, and destined for profound growth. Rahu in Punarvasu Nakshatra enhances emotional adaptability, resilience, and an insatiable emotional curiosity. Punarvasu's energy of renewal and second chances suggests that Alexandra's emotional creativity, romantic experiences, and personal expressions will not follow a linear path. Instead, she may face cycles of emotional experimentation, loss, reinvention, and ultimate renewal, shaping her into a highly evolved emotional being with wide-ranging talents. In emotional relationships, particularly romantic or with children, whether her own or through mentoring roles, she might initially seek excitement, novelty, or unusual dynamics, drawn to experiences that break conventional molds. Over time, emotional wisdom matures, leading her to seek deeper, more stable forms of emotional connection built on renewed emotional faith and understanding. Punarvasu's influence amplifies her love for storytelling, arts, philosophy, and reinventing old knowledge into new emotional expressions. She may have a strong emotional inclination toward literature, teaching, counseling, writing, or performing arts, where her emotional sensitivity and intellectual curiosity find creative and healing outlets. Lifestyle tendencies linked to this placement include an emotional thirst for learning, traveling, philosophizing, and exploring diverse cultural or artistic landscapes. Her emotional rejuvenation comes from emotionally and intellectually stimulating experiences, particularly those that feel like journeys of inner rediscovery. Relationship dynamics with mentors, lovers, or students may involve emotional karmic themes, repeating cycles, unexpected disruptions, and emotional returns that force her to rethink, heal, and expand her emotional view of love and creativity. Rahu's presence here brings a strong potential for emotional overreach, chasing recognition, validation, or emotional excitement to fill inner voids. Emotional maturity develops when Alexandra embraces the lesson of Punarvasu, that true emotional fulfillment lies not in external perfection, but in the ability to renew hope, adapt emotionally, and nurture creativity through the inevitable ups and downs of life's journey. Her emotional purpose, growth, and brilliance unfold not by following a predefined script, but by embracing emotional evolution with courage, compassion, and ever-renewing self-faith. Mars in 8th house. Mars, placed in Alexandra's 8th house, intensifies emotional experiences around transformation, shared resources, hidden matters, and psychological depth. As the lord of her 3rd house of communication, courage, and skills, and her 10th house of career and public reputation, Mars here weaves her emotional vitality and professional drive into themes of crisis management, transformation, and the courageous navigation of life's hidden or taboo territories. Mars in Hasta Nakshatra channels emotional power through skill, craftsmanship, and a subtle control over practical and psychological environments. Hasta's symbol of the open hand shows that Alexandra's emotional strength emerges when she actively shapes, crafts, and molds her circumstances with intelligence, dexterity, and a keen emotional sensitivity to hidden dynamics around her. Emotionally, she has a powerful instinct to manage crises, navigate emotional upheavals, and uncover underlying truths, whether in her own life or in guiding others. Her emotional reactions are practical yet intense, acting decisively when emotional boundaries, trust, or survival are at stake. Emotional self-protection and the ability to emotionally heal through handling become core instincts for her. In emotional relationships, particularly in intimacy and deep partnerships, there can be a mix of cautious trust building and emotional defensiveness. She might emotionally crave partnerships that allow deep vulnerability, but simultaneously protect herself by being emotionally skillful, perceptive, and selectively revealing. Lifestyle tendencies include a drive toward mastering healing arts, alternative medicine, therapeutic counseling, occult sciences, forensic or investigative skills, or crisis intervention roles. Emotional satisfaction is heightened when she feels in control of delicate emotional processes, handling them with precision, patience, and emotional finesse. Mars in Hasta also fosters an emotional inclination toward hands-on skills, crafts, healing arts, yoga, surgery, writing, or design, where precision, attention to detail, and practical emotional engagement are required. Through her hands and her emotional intelligence channeled through them, she finds both personal empowerment and emotional catharsis. Cautions emerge around emotional overcontrol, secretiveness, or emotional manipulation when trust is compromised. Emotional resilience matures when she learns to trust the organic flow of transformation rather than trying to fix or handle everything through sheer emotional effort. Ultimately, Mars in Hasta blesses Alexandra with a powerful emotional craftsmanship, the ability to shape crises into healing, to turn emotional vulnerabilities into strengths, and to craft a life of deeper emotional mastery through courageous, skilled engagement with the unseen currents of life. Mercury in ninth house, Vishakha. Mercury placed in Alexandra's ninth house connects her emotional and intellectual energy to higher learning, philosophy, long-distance travel, and the pursuit of truth. As the lord of her fifth house of creativity, intelligence, and romance, and her eighth house of transformation and shared emotional depths, Mercury's influence here ties her emotional creativity and deeper emotional processes to communication, exploration of ideals, and intellectual mastery across wide horizons. Mercury in Vishakha Nakshatra sharpens her emotional focus toward goal achievement, persistence, and mastery through knowledge and strategic thinking. Vishakha's energy, symbolized by the triumphant arch, gives Alexandra an emotionally charged ambition to master subjects' philosophies or belief systems and express them with clarity and emotional conviction. She feels emotionally fulfilled when she is progressing toward a clear intellectual or spiritual goal, with emotional energy fueling her quest for understanding and influence. In emotional matters tied to education, beliefs, and travel, she is likely to be curious, competitive, and emotionally invested in gaining depth and mastery. She might emotionally connect to mentors, scholars, or spiritual guides, or herself become a counselor, teacher, or communicator of profound ideas. Emotional security is linked to having a coherent belief system and achieving milestones in personal growth, knowledge, and intellectual contribution. Relationship dynamics with teachers, guides, or romantic partners could carry an emotional undertone of striving, ambition, and sometimes emotional dilemmas around authority, competition, or the merging of differing worldviews. Emotional growth often comes through learning to balance ambition with genuine emotional connection and intellectual humility. Lifestyle tendencies include a passion for structured learning, cross-cultural experiences, international exploration, and intellectual debates. Emotional rejuvenation happens when she feels mentally stimulated and when she is pursuing goals that expand her knowledge, refine her expression, and deepen her personal philosophy of life. Mercury in Vishakha also highlights her gift for persuasive, strategic communication, emotionally connecting with others through clarity, logic, and emotional undertones of determined growth. Her emotional and mental powers combined allow her to influence and guide, making her a natural speaker, advisor, negotiator, or teacher across educational, legal, or spiritual fields. Caution lies in emotional rigidity, excessive competitiveness, or becoming emotionally entangled with dogmatic or rigid belief systems. Emotional maturity for Alexandra evolves when she allows intellectual pursuits to remain flexible, emotionally nurturing, and open to broader, evolving truths rather than fixed conquests. In time, her emotional intelligence, combined with her sharp, Mercury-driven mind, positions her to lead, mentor, and inspire others, guiding emotional and intellectual journeys with passion, strategy, and profound insight. Sun in 10th house. Sun placed in Alexandra's 10th house tightly weaves her emotional identity, sense of purpose, and soul-driven ambitions into her public life, career, and social status. As the lord of her seventh house of partnerships and significant others, the sun's presence here highlights that her professional success and emotional fulfillment are deeply tied to forming meaningful alliances, maintaining social respect, and asserting her authority through collaboration and visible contribution. Sun in Anuradha Nakshatra grants Alexandra a natural emotional loyalty, leadership ability, and spiritual commitment in her professional and public roles. Anuradha's energy, symbolized by the lotus flower blooming through mud, reveals that emotional resilience, loyalty, and steady devotion to ideals will be her path to career success and public respect. Emotional trials in career or public image are not deterrents, but invitations for deeper emotional mastery and eventual blooming. Emotionally, she is drawn to careers that demand discipline, loyalty, emotional intelligence, and the ability to lead from behind, guiding with sensitivity rather than overt dominance. She feels emotionally fulfilled when her professional achievements reflect her internal values of trustworthiness, loyalty, emotional connection, and ethical responsibility. Her ability to rise in professional life often stems from emotional devotion to causes or missions larger than herself. Relationships with superiors, colleagues, and business partners carry significant emotional weight. She may emotionally gravitate toward mentors and authorities who mirror her own aspirations for ethical leadership, or she may herself embody the wise, emotionally steady guide for others navigating public and professional challenges. Lifestyle patterns tied to this placement show a strong emotional commitment to work, duty, and social reputation. Public recognition, emotional validation through success, and the need to feel emotionally respected in her profession are vital themes. Emotional rejuvenation comes when she aligns her career path with her inner loyalty to service, community, or spiritual values. The sun in Anuradha also suggests potential emotional challenges around authority conflicts, public betrayals, or emotional misunderstandings within hierarchical systems. These trials serve as emotional initiations, teaching her resilience, loyalty, and the ability to maintain emotional dignity, even under pressure. Her natural leadership style is emotionally magnetic, combining dignity with emotional sensitivity. Over time, Alexandra evolves into a figure of emotional authority, someone whose public achievements are matched by an inner emotional depth, loyalty to truth, and a commitment to guiding others with emotional intelligence and disciplined, heart-centered leadership. Moon in 10th house? Moon placed in Alexandra's 10th house deeply entwines her emotional landscape with her career, public image, and sense of achievement in the outer world. As the lord of her 6th house of service, discipline, and challenges, the moon's placement here indicates that her emotional well-being is strongly influenced by her ability to manage responsibilities, overcome obstacles, and maintain emotional balance within the professional and social realms. Moon in Anuradha Nakshatra adds a layer of emotional loyalty, dedication, and profound emotional resilience to her career pursuits. The lotus symbolism of Anuradha suggests that despite emotional or professional hardships, Alexandra's emotional strength allows her to rise gracefully, maintaining both emotional poise and public dignity. Emotional fulfillment for her is closely tied to the sense that her work has meaning, loyalty, and emotional depth, not merely public status. At work and in public dealings, she exhibits emotional sensitivity, diplomacy, and an instinctive understanding of how to manage people, situations, and emotional undercurrents. However, This emotional sensitivity can also make her highly receptive to the emotional climates of her workplace, making it important for her to cultivate emotional detachment and resilience. Relationship dynamics within her career sphere, especially with employers, authority figures, and colleagues, have emotional undertones that reflect her need for loyalty, emotional validation, and mutual respect. She is likely to form strong emotional bonds with mentors or professional allies and may feel emotionally betrayed if these relationships falter, making emotional boundary setting vital. Lifestyle tendencies born from this placement show a strong focus on maintaining a polished public image and a desire for emotional security through professional accomplishment. Her public persona is emotionally engaging, capable of influencing others through her emotional depth, nurturing leadership, and diplomatic sensitivity. The moon in Anuradha also speaks to emotional cycles influencing her career path. Periods of emotional high tides, when she feels deeply aligned with her work, followed by times when emotional withdrawal or career transformation becomes necessary. Learning to navigate these emotional rhythms without losing professional focus will be crucial for her long-term success. A key emotional challenge is avoiding over-identification with public validation. When Alexandra bases too much of her emotional worth on external recognition, emotional instability may arise. Her emotional growth demands that she finds inner security independent of fluctuating public opinion or professional setbacks. Ultimately, Moon in Anuradha empowers Alexandra to achieve emotional fulfillment and public success by merging emotional loyalty, dignity, and a nurturing spirit into her career and social contributions, inspiring others with her emotional authenticity and unwavering dedication. Venus in 11th house, Purva Ashada. Venus, placed in Alexandra's 11th house, blends her emotional needs for love, creativity, and social connection with her aspirations for material gains, friendships, and community involvement. As the lord of her fourth house of home and emotional security, and her ninth house of higher wisdom and fortune, Venus here indicates that her emotional peace, family happiness, and personal growth are deeply tied to her ability to build social alliances, pursue collective goals, and maintain emotionally fulfilling friendships. Venus in Purva Ashada Nakshatra infuses her emotional and social life with an idealistic, determined, and somewhat expansive emotional flavor. Purva Ashada, symbolized by the elephant's tusk, grants her emotional confidence, optimism, and a natural ability to uplift herself and others through emotional enthusiasm, social charm, and nurturing of collective dreams. She is emotionally fulfilled when she feels part of a winning team, a noble cause, or a vision that brings emotional and material prosperity. In friendships and larger social groups, she brings beauty, affection, and a warm emotional resonance. Emotional bonds with friends, networks, and mentors are not superficial for her. They must reflect shared ideals, loyalty, and a belief in collective growth. Her emotional energy flows easily into organizing, promoting, and beautifying social projects, artistic collaborations, and humanitarian efforts. Relationships with elder siblings, social communities, and benefactors are emotionally significant. She may find emotional and material blessings through connections with those who admire her grace, aesthetic skills, or emotional generosity. These relationships often play vital roles in shaping her long-term aspirations, supporting her emotionally as well as practically. Lifestyle tendencies emerging from this placement include a strong inclination toward group celebrations, public performances, cultural gatherings, and causes related to beauty, arts, education, or spirituality. Emotional rejuvenation happens when she aligns her social presence with values of elegance, creativity, and collective empowerment. Purva Ashada's emotional influence encourages resilience in the face of emotional or social challenges. Even if emotional setbacks occur within friendships or public life, Alexandra possesses the emotional buoyancy to renew her faith, move forward, and realign with higher, more emotionally fulfilling social goals. Caution lies in emotional over-idealization of friends or causes, leading to disappointment if expectations are too high or if loyalty is not reciprocated. Emotional maturity develops when she maintains her inner grace and emotional independence, even amidst shifting social landscapes. Venus in Purva Ashada ultimately empowers Alexandra to radiate emotional warmth, beauty, and idealism into her social worlds, helping her achieve emotional and material fulfillment through friendships, collective dreams, and an unwavering belief in emotional renewal and higher aspirations. K2 in 11th house, Purva Ashada. K2 placed in Alexandra's 11th house brings a profound emotional and karmic detachment from conventional notions of social success, friendships, and material gains. As the co-ruler of her 10th house of career and public standing, K2's influence here suggests that while Alexandra may achieve social recognition and gains, her emotional journey is more focused on transcending superficial social attachments and finding deeper emotional meaning within collective experiences. K2 in Purva Ashada Nakshatra indicates that her emotional evolution is tied to letting go of the need for validation through group acceptance, social status, or material prosperity. Purva Ashada's symbolism of victory through purification grants her an emotional process where she learns to distinguish between genuine, soul-aligned friendships and mere associations based on convenience, admiration, or appearances. Emotionally, she may initially experience disillusionment with friends, groups, or societal structures that fail to meet her inner idealism. There can be emotional withdrawal from social circles, either through external circumstances or a natural inner urge to seek emotional depth rather than popularity. She may find that traditional definitions of success, wealth, large social networks, public acclaim, leave her emotionally hollow unless they are connected to a higher emotional or spiritual purpose. Relationships with elder siblings, networks, or mentors may feel karmically charged, sometimes leading to separation, misunderstandings, or emotionally testing situations that force her to rethink the meaning of belonging and collective achievement. Emotional growth demands that she moves from seeking outward emotional approval to inner contentment and authenticity in her social endeavors. Lifestyle tendencies from this placement suggest that while she may participate in social groups and networks, she will often remain emotionally aloof, selective, or spiritually focused within them. Emotional rejuvenation comes not from the number of connections, but from the sincerity, loyalty, and higher vision shared with a few true companions or causes. Ketu in Purva Ashada also gives her natural insight into the hollow nature of superficial victories, inspiring her to channel her emotional energy into helping others grow, heal, and pursue collective ideals that resonate with deeper truths. She may become a quiet emotional guide or silent emotional influencer in social settings, focusing on substance over show. A key emotional challenge is avoiding complete withdrawal or cynicism toward social life. True emotional maturity unfolds when Alexandra learns to balance emotional detachment with compassionate participation, maintaining her inner purity while still engaging meaningfully with the collective. Ultimately, K2 in Purva Ashada gifts Alexandra with the emotional wisdom to pursue victories that matter, emotional fulfillment, soul-aligned friendships, and collective endeavors that reflect truth, depth, and a higher emotional calling beyond material or societal expectations.